We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Monday afternoon. Welcome aboard. We got another great week coming up. It is National Police Week. I want to remind you about that. And on Friday, we will be celebrating the 5-year anniversary. It's hard to believe this, but we'll be celebrating the 5-year anniversary of the Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday Honors. I am so grateful to everybody over the years who has been part of this. I again pay tribute to my friend Jay Birchall from CMA's Colonial Chevrolet, who from day one has been there, and none of it would have been possible without Jay. Thanks as well to Emily Morrissey and the team at emilysbracelets.com for donating Thin Blue Line bracelets every month. Thanks to Pastor Steve Boots over at Mount Victory Baptist Church, who every month in his own workshop at his own expense crafts a beautiful, beautiful thin blue line flag that we present to the honorees. And you know what? Thanks as well to my friends Craig and Maria Briggs and Marjorie Pegram over at Mission Barbecue, because each month they buy lunch for the winner and a friend, and provide a couple of those great cups as well. So anyway, lots of folks that have been part of this, and I am just, I'm humbled to have the ability once a month on the final Friday of the month to salute one of our Central Virginia law enforcement heroes. Now, the city of Richmond is going to elect a sheriff. Now, you know, we had a longtime sheriff in Sheriff Woody, didn't quite make it the last time. And a gentleman by the name of William Burnett, who is a career Richmond police officer, says, you know what? I think I'm the guy to do this job. And he's joining us. William, I appreciate you being here.
Thank you for having me, Jim. I'm excited to be here to inform the public of, you know, my background and a little experience that I have, and all the things that I want to do that's going to benefit the city of Richmond moving forward versus what we have now.
Well, I appreciate that. So first of all, tell me what you think is wrong with the sheriff's office in the city of Richmond today.
Well, one of the biggest, aside from the unsafe conditions that's going on down there now, our finance is being mismanaged. Back in 2006, we also received a deficit when we came in, but we turned that into a surplus the first year. This sheriff has been over budget every year in office. City did an audit on her in 2019, and she was 333% over budget, and over budget every time she's been in office, with 600 less inmates than the previous administration had.
Wow.
That's just to start it off. The COVID has been totally mismanaged. Excessive turnovers. You got an office of about 427 or so deputies, and you got 110 vacancies. That's not turnover. That's management.
Wow.
So it's an array of things that's going on. And go on and talk about the state and federal lawsuits pending.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a total, in my opinion, it's a total mess. And I think that my experience being there, coming into an office where we had some of the same issues, that we turned it around in a very short time. And I think my experience just outweighs it. You see, I was second in charge of the sheriff department, and I managed a number of offices, a number of divisions. This sheriff came from Henrico, never worked in the city of Richmond, but in Henrico, and came into the city, and within 1 year, she turned our surplus into a deficit and kept that deficit every year she's been in office.
And you say that every year she's been 100-300% over budget?
In 2019, that's when they did an audit by the city of Richmond. And in that audit, it revealed that she was 333%. She's had to ask for money every year, additional funding every year that she's been in office. I think last year it was $2.8 million. This quarter alone, $1.1 million. It's just been a total disaster, in my opinion.
William Burnett is joining us, and he would like to be the sheriff of the city of Richmond. So tell me a little bit about your background, because people are hearing this, and folks who live in the city might be blissfully unaware about these issues, but they're hearing it going, okay, well, tell us, Mr. Burnett, what makes you so much better?
Well, first of all, let's give you a little bit of history about my background. I'm a 28-year law enforcement professional. With both departments, the police department and the sheriff department. I held 12 years at the sheriff department as I was the colonel at the highest rank next to the sheriff, 16 years with the Richmond Police Department. I was a sergeant. I have a good background when it comes to discipline and structure, which you need in a facility. I have a military background. I'm a wartime veteran. I have a bachelor's degree in criminal justice. But just to tell you the things that I've done when we first took office, I know if people remember when Sheriff Woody came in, we had people being killed, actually. Cells were broken. All kinds of things were going on. So that, like I said earlier, the first year, Sheriff Woody tasked me with running a $5 million deficit. And by that year end, I turned that deficit into a surplus. And all 12 years, every single year that we were in office, we either gave money back to the city or either came within our budget. Our last year leaving office in 2017, our adopted budget was 38.9%. Our expenses was $35.4 million. We gave $3.5 million back to the taxpayers. Our life, health, and safety standards were top notch. We received 11 out of 12. We received 100 percentile ratings for the Department of Correction. I was very instrumental in making sure that justice building was that $134 million justice building was well, we dropped a lawsuit coming in and started working with the city, and we got this building built. That means we got people off the floor. We got people out of an unhumane facility. The assaults were through the roof. Like we said, we had people being killed. We reduced the assaults in our time frame by 79.2%. And for the first time ever, we received, in history, we received the state law enforcement accreditation that had never been done or never been accomplished by any sheriff in the history of that place.
Wow.
So I got a record, a proven record. It's not that I'm just trying to get into the office. I've already been in the office. And now I'm taking my previous record and turning it into something, to get them out of the mess that they're in now, just to be honest with you.
Wow. So tell me what you're hearing, because I would imagine you've still got any number of friends and colleagues who are still part of the sheriff's office in the city. From those men and women who are serving in the lockup, who are serving at the Justice Center, who are saying to you, hey, you do need to come back, or are they saying, you know what, Sheriff Irving's been okie doke?
Well, I will tell you this. It's not a day that don't go by that I don't get a text, a phone call, or something from a deputy that's still working at that facility or have quit from the facility. I will tell you that 110 positions vacant, that tells you a lot in itself. That many people quitting, 15 in 1 week, 9 in a week, 7 in just walking out, because all of them are telling me how dangerous the place is. Just last week, in one day, one single day just last week, a deputy, three of the deputies was attacked, one ending up with a concussion, one with a fractured shoulder, and one punched in the face. And not to include the danger that the people that are in the facility are going through. We had a gentleman attacked by six guys about a week and a half ago. He was attacked, beat up by six guys, and then stabbed in the face, had to be taken to the ER. It's just the assaults. It's just the deputies are telling me it's so dangerous that they're not coming to work. They're calling out by groups. On average, you got about 32 positions that should be filled on average, about 10, sometimes less than 10, 12 showing up to work. Hmm. The place is a powder keg, in my opinion. It's waiting to explode. And I tell people that do listen, it's just a matter of time. I've been there. I've seen it. I've seen it in both conditions, how well things can run and how bad things can go. And they're on the path of destruction, in my opinion.
Wow. William Burnett is joining us. So, William, let me ask you to give people details on the electoral process, when folks are going to choose candidates, and how, if people are listening to this and saying, well, I don't live in the city, I can't vote for him, but I might like to support him. You want to give everybody some details on all that?
Oh, most definitely. I ask that, one, I got, I always tell people, you get to know candidates by looking into their background. We've gotten to the point where we vote on people based on friendships and favors and personalities. Now, we got to look at a person's background. I tell people to go to my webpage, go to my Facebook page. You're not going to see a whole lot of political stuff on my personal Facebook page, because I want you to see about my family, my daughter, my mother. I want you to understand what type of person, and not just because the things that I've done in Richmond, but not just because of what I'm doing to get elected, but look at my stuff go way back years in my past to tell you what type of person I am. I think people should look at that type of stuff before they make a decision on who they vote for. I'm asking you to vote for me. Give me the opportunity to do the things that we used to do. June the 8th, you can go to my webpage at William Burnett for sure, at rva.gov. RVA.gov. You can go to my Facebook. It's open to the public at William Burnett. You can go to my Facebook candidate page at William Burnett for sure, RVA. And I ask you, if you don't live in the city and you like what you're hearing, you like what you're seeing, and the things that I want to do for the city, please tell your friends that do. Make that contact. Reach out to them. Call them. Contact them. Mm-hmm. And have them contact me as well. But everything that I have is open, and I respond to all of my emails. If I don't respond right away, then I have somebody that's out there working hard with me. You know, I have a police background, and I would tell you this. The majority of the police are supporting me. The majority of her staff is supporting me, because they see the issues that the two departments have clashed in. The problems that we're having between the two, which is bad for the public. Yeah. And I'm asking those that you can talk to a police officer, just the average cop, go out there and ask them a question if you don't believe what I'm saying. Research it. Go on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. All of this stuff that I'm telling you is out there for the public's use. And that's how I'm asking those that can't vote for me to get out there and actually review that stuff and share it.
Fair enough. Fair enough. William, I appreciate you being here, sir. I'm hoping we'll talk again before the primary in June. That is William Burnett. And let me just make clear, the website is William Burnett for Sheriff, RVA.org. William Burnett for Sheriff, RVA.org. Now, we'll certainly reach out to Dr. Irving, who is the current serving sheriff of the city of Richmond, see if she'd like to join us for a couple of moments. Now, I mentioned it's the primary in June. Yes, William happens to be a Democrat. He's running as a Democrat. Dr. Irving is a Democrat. They are both interesting people. I think Williams' background in law enforcement and in the sheriff's office serving under Sheriff Woody might be something that folks in the city really do want to pay attention to. Jeff Katz, News Radio WR.